The administration of U.S. President Barack Obama on Friday announced that nonprofit employers, including the Catholic Church, will have 1 year to comply with new regulations that order almost every employer and insurer in the country to provide sterilization and contraceptives, including some abortifacient drugs, in their health plans. The Catholic bishops of the United States called the decision literally unconscionable. The Archbishop of New York and President of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, Cardinal-designate Timothy M. Dolan, said, in effect, the President is saying, we have a year to figure out how to violate our consciences. Cardinal Dolan recorded a message condemning the new regulations as unconstitutional and calling for them to be rescinded.
Religious liberty is certainly front and center in conversation these days, and that's very good. Some days ago, so many Americans of all creeds, or none at all, cheered a unanimous decision of the United States Supreme Court, remember? The court ruled that churches have the fundamental freedom to choose their own ministers without government interference. Nothing could be truer. All nine justices of the Supreme Court rejected the administration's incredibly narrow and unprecedented interpretation of religious liberty in that celebrated case. The court's decision was a home run for the First Amendment and for our democracy. But I'm afraid the administration is on the wrong side of the Constitution again. Now it's ordered almost every employer and insurer in the country to provide sterilization and contraceptives, including some abortion-inducing drugs, in their health plans. And it's requiring almost all Americans, even those with ethical or religious objections, to pay for this coverage. The administration offered a very narrow religious exemption to some employers, such as churches, but the government will still require most Americans to pay for this coverage, even if it violates their consciences. That's a foul ball by any standard. Never before has the federal government forced individuals and organizations to go out into the marketplace and buy a product that violates their conscience. This shouldn't happen in a land where free exercise of religion ranks first in the Bill of Rights. How about letting our elected leaders know that we want religious liberty and rights of conscience restored and the administration's mandate rescinded? We can't afford to strike out on this one.